K Country 102.3. All right, y'all, it's time for this week's special feature. It's not an artist spotlight. Joining me is a local celebrity. She might not say that, but she's kind of got some really good books out right now. She does really cool photography. Right now, joining me, we have Jane Ashley in the studio. How's it going, Jane?
It's going wonderful.
So your books, what category do you put those into? Love novels?
I put them in romance.
Romance, there we go.
The contemporary romance is how I market them.
Okay. So yeah. Your very first book that you came out with was titled Backroads.
Yes.
And so what kind of got you into the writing world?
I always wanted to write a book. Ever since I was in high school, I thought, yes, this would be something I wanted to do. Took me 2 decades to finally get the nerve to do it. And it was because of meeting some really cool people online that finally pushed me into putting myself out there.
That's the best part, is especially when you have that group of people that push you to a limit that you know you can achieve, but you just need a little bit of that push, right?
I need somebody to hold my hand for a little while, yeah.
Okay, so if people know you, which there's people here that know Jane Ashley, you do photography as well, and
yes,
pretty risque pictures. I like it. I follow your page, so I get to see them. We just recently had a picture posted up of a very seductive young man on your Facebook
yes,
page.
Yeah.
So, now tell me, what got you into that type of photography?
Well, I was trying to find a cover for my first book, Backroads, and nothing was really jiving with me. And so I figured, what the heck? I'm going to reach out to some people who I think are very attractive and ask them if I can take their picture for my cover. And one thing led to another. Here I am a couple years later asking random people all over if I can take their pictures and selling to other authors for their covers.
See, that's pretty cool. Getting that double whammy, writing books, using your own photography in your books. Now you have your pictures and other people's books.
Yes.
So I read your book because I have your very first one.
Yes.
And what kind of gave you the idea for this book?
Well, my second book is actually called The Road Home. I was writing that book first.
Really? So then you took a twist into going to that one.
I did, yes. Some of the side characters started speaking to me a little bit more in that book, and I felt like I needed more of a background established for my second book. So I veered off and started writing some of those characters, and it just took on a life of its own as I was writing it.
Now you have how many books?
I am writing my third book.
Okay, you're writing, but there's plans,
yes,
the bigger plan.
Yes,
the bigger plan.
I'm writing my third book. I probably have 5 books really heavily outlined. I'm collaborating with a really big author here this year, Corinne Michaels. I am going to be in her Salvation Society, which is I get to write within her world, her characters, be able to bounce that back and forth, hopefully grow some audience with that.
Yeah, that'll be very cool. Speaking of audience, you want to plug your social media?
Yeah, absolutely. So social media, you can find me on Facebook at Jane Ashley Converse, Jane Ashley Converse author. You can find my Instagram, same way, Jane Ashley Converse. My photography, I am doing just J. Ashley Converse photography. That if you like some racy pictures.
I say risque, but
yeah,
and
risque.
By saying risque, doesn't mean, I mean, like, it's not, it's tastefully done.
Yeah, I like to think so.
All right, if I had chiseled abs and nice gluteus maximus, I would want to be in your pictures as well.
What are you talking about? We're not doing a photo shoot after this?
Give me till like middle of summertime.
Okay.
Right? And then maybe we can talk about that. There we go.
If you're interested in purchasing my books, you can look me up on Amazon.com at Jane Ashley Converse. Backroads and The Road Home are available in paperback and on Kindle at this time.
So I got to ask you this question too. You have private Facebook group.
Yes.
How do we get part of that? I'm not part of that. I mean, I like your Facebook page, but I'm not part of the private group. Is that a female-only thing?
No, absolutely not. Jane Ashley Converse Backroad Group is all about anybody who wants to be a part of what's happening with my books. Sometimes I post in there quite a bit. Sometimes, you know, like everything, we all go in lapses, but yeah, it's just mainly focused about my books. If you don't want to follow my social media every day, I suggest joining the group. I do have a separate group that is my photography group. all my images are for sale. And so if anybody ever wants to see what I have available at the time, that group is where I point people to go if they want to see the collaboration of everything.
That's where the good images are, yes, right there too.
Yes. Yeah.
So, okay. Before you started the group, you used to just do your rants and you'd tell a story about when you were out at the grocery store. I love these stories.
Yes,
like, seriously,
yep.
People, you have to read some of these stories. They're funny. You have to scroll back. Do you have to be part of the group to see these stories? Are you?
No, I've actually been thinking about trying to collaborate some of those stories, especially like right now. I'm thinking about the grocery store one where I went to. It was actually the Brookings liquor store, and where I tripped and fell in the parking lot and laid there waiting for somebody to run me over.
Did you get ran over?
I didn't. But two twins came and helped pick me up. And of course, I'd been carrying an 18-pack case of beer.
Right.
And they joked with me about how much I'd been drinking already, which sadly, I hadn't had any. And here I am laying in the parking lot, face down, beer bottles scattered around me. And as they pick me up, I'm like just super flabbergasted. Oh my, what do I say to these guys? And they pretty much just helped. They ran around picking up my beer bottles and got me back to my car where I limped ungracefully.
What gentlemen. That's the clean version of the story?
Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I was going to say, that sounds like the clean version that's not written. Or, you know, it's different. It's a different version on the website, I guarantee, or on the Facebook page, that's for sure. One more time, tell them about your Amazon place where they can get the book if they want to get it for a late Valentine's Day present, because men are horrible at it.
I
guarantee somebody's scrambling right now, and then you can just show a receipt.
Jane Ashley Converse, all you got to do is plug it into the search engine. My book should pop up. And hey, it's part of Prime shipping. You should get it in just a couple of days.
There you go. So you can just say, blame it on the weather and the postalman.
Exactly.
All right. Sounds good, Jane. I appreciate you coming in. And we got an ambulance right now. Somebody's having a heart attack listening to your stories. All right. Cool. Well, I appreciate you coming in, taking some time and hanging out with us here on K Country 102.3.
Absolutely.
We're
going
to plug your social media and stuff on our page, too. So go check that out on Facebook. And then this interview, too, I'll link it over on my show page here. All right. Hey, thanks for coming in. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you, too.
And the photo shoot is downstairs in the studio.
Yes.